on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
For our Friday financial update, as per normal, we welcome the president of John Moore Associates onto the broadcast, Brian Cochran. Brian, thanks for being a part of the Friday financial update, not only today, but on a regular basis. So much appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be here with you as always, Steve.
Well, we often talk about content that's available to the listener that John Moore provides at no cost, johnmoore.com in the Insights tab. And your team has been busy working on a video about something. Actually, you and I were talking off the air. I'm not that familiar with. Very much looking forward to hearing more about, is it the Trump accounts? Is that where we're headed?
Right. Yeah. So we do a weekly kind of podcast format. We call it the Wealth and Wisdom Podcast. And this week we talked about these new Trump accounts, and they're just rolling out and we're just starting to learn more. And there's still some details we're waiting for. But I thought I'd introduce today a little bit about how those accounts are meant to work and, you know, whether they're worth considering for folks out there who want to learn more.
All right. Well, I am interested in learning more. Is this a way to effectively invest or save? What is the plan through the Trump accounts?
Yeah, it is a new savings tool, but specifically for young people. So these are accounts available for anyone under the age of 18. Starting this year, so if you have a new child born between January 1st of this year and the end of 2028, basically the end of Trump's term, then you get an automatic $1,000 contribution, courtesy of the U.S. Treasury, into your Trump account. So you have to open the account, though. It's not done automatically. So if you have a child or if you have a grandchild born in the next couple of years, it's worth considering. It's basically $1,000 of free money. And that will be open through the U.S. Treasury, and they're working on the platform for that now. It's supposed to roll out by 4th of July. And the idea there is that is seed money that allows these young people to participate in basic index funds, so just broad participation in the U.S. stock market. The spirit of it, Steve, is that we're giving young people a chance to participate in the economic growth in the U.S. in a way that maybe they didn't before. Now, on top of that government contribution, which is, again, no cost to you, that $1,000 contribution, you can add an additional $5,000 a year to the Trump account if you would like. So if you have a child or grandchild that you want to start a little investment account for them, this is a way to do that. The way that works is you don't get any special tax benefits for putting money in. You don't get a tax deduction or anything like that, but the money grows tax deferred. So you don't have to pay interest and dividends and other investment income on that account as it grows, and it becomes available to the child after age 18. So it's a pretty neat new account. There's going to be some restrictions and trade-offs to it, like anything that has a tax advantage. But I would put it there, Steve, alongside Education 529 accounts, UTMA, or what's called Uniform Transfer to Minor accounts. There's now multiple options available if you want to save for the benefit of the young people in your life. But this is just another avenue to consider.
Okay. And as far as the tax information that you mentioned, I assume like most accounts similar to this, when the money is removed and used, it's taxed then.
Correct. Yeah. The profits that you generate in the account would be pre-tax and then realized upon distribution. That's where the trade-offs come. And it's really hard to say, from one person to the next, is a Trump account the best savings tool? It really comes down to what are your objectives for saving for your child or grandchild? Is it education focus? Is it just money you want to put away? How do you want it invested? There's a lot of considerations here that make everybody's circumstances a little bit different. But what you just mentioned, Steve, the tax treatment of it is a big part of whether the Trump account might be better than maybe other tools that are out there.
Okay. And the blog, the video blog that you created, is that separate from the Insights tab then at johnmoore.com?
It's actually on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
So if you just look up John Moore Associates on YouTube, you'll find it. But also if you go to Insights, we have a link that bounces you over to our YouTube channel. And so that was just posted a couple of days ago. And so what we do every week in that podcast format is we record just after our investment committee meetings. We talk about the economy and markets briefly, and then we talk about some sort of a planning topic. And again, this week, the Trump accounts was the source of content, and a lot more detail on how those accounts are treated is available on that that video.
Right. Not only treated, but I'm going to guess practical steps to how to open the account and what you need and what have you. Is that available on the blog as well?
To the extent that we have that, Steve. So they're still rolling this out. It's still a new tool. So we don't have everything. One thing we do know, you'll appreciate this, is the form number, the IRS form number to apply for your Trump account is form 4547. So, so of course, Trump was the 45th and then 47th president. Yeah. So never misses a chance to kind of put his label on something.
Yeah, well, again, we want to encourage our listeners to find that information as best they can on johnmoore.com under the Insights tab and the blog, the video blog posting. Brian, anything else on the horizon that you want to keep our audience diligent to be watching for?
There was another video I haven't mentioned yet that I thought was just outstanding. It's also available there on the YouTube channel. And that's we about once a quarter bring in someone from the outside to talk with us. And we brought on Bert Williams, who is the stewardship and generosity pastor at the very large congregation of Christ Church of the Valley out in Phoenix. And he's just a wealth of information and biblical wisdom around perspectives on stewardship. So his role is to work particularly with higher income and higher net worth families within that church community. And he just had a amazing about 1 hour interview with Cole Leonida, who's one of our planners out in Arizona. Very worthwhile for folks who just want to get a good perspective on how to view wealth, how to view giving. All of that's covered in that 1 hour interview. And again, that's on the YouTube channel as well.
Okay. Well, so much great information, and at no cost to the KLYT listener, johnmoore.com, or search John Moore Associates on YouTube for the information we talked about today. And Brian, as always, so much appreciate the time and no pun intended here, but investment that you make in the KLYT listener to help us all be better stewards of the resources that God's provided for us and ultimately to bring glory and honor to him. So thanks again, Brian.
Yeah, it's my pleasure it's a great opportunity for me to connect with folks in the community, and I hope it's valuable.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Well, thanks again, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.